This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Just in this morning, a decision from Michigan's Supreme Court is keeping former President Trump on the state's primary election ballot. The court said this morning it will not hear an appeal of a lower court's ruling from groups seeking to keep Donald Trump from appearing on the ballot. The U.S. is talking with Mexico today. The AP's Donna Warder.
The U.S. is pressing Mexico to do more to stem a surge of migrants reaching the southwestern border. A top U.S. delegation plans to meet today with Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador, who says he's willing to help the flow of migrants at the U.S. border from getting worse, but he says he wants to see progress in U.S. relations with Cuba and Venezuela, two of the top senders of migrants, and he says he wants to see more development aid for the region. This month, as many as 10,000 migrants were arrested daily at the southwest U.S. border. I'm Donna Warder.
One of the busiest days of the holiday travel season is expected to be tomorrow. But what's ahead weather-wise? We ask National Weather Service meteorologist William Churchill.
Really, it's mostly good news. We had that big winter storm for the Christmas holiday for the center part of the country. Does not look like there's going to be any big storms like that going into New Year's. So the travel situation looks a little bit better. There could be a little bit of rain and snow in parts of the central and northeast, but it doesn't look like any major storm at this point.
The Eiffel Tower in Paris has been shut down because workers are striking. A tower spokesperson says tourists can still see the glass enclosed area beneath the tower, but access to the tower itself is closed until further notice. A deadly Israeli raid on a refugee camp in the occupied West Bank, say Palestinian health authorities. They say the raid killed at least six Palestinians. Israel is also widening its ground offensive in the Gaza Strip. This is AP News. Now to Sweden, which wants to join NATO.
Sweden has moved one step closer to NATO membership as Turkey's parliamentary committee gives approval after a year of delays. Turkish Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee voted in favour of allowing Sweden to join the Western Military Alliance. Sweden's accession protocol will now need to be approved in the Turkish Parliament's General Assembly for the last stage of the legislative process in Turkey. Turkey is a NATO member and has delayed Sweden's entry into NATO for being too lenient towards certain groups that the government regards as a threat to the nation's security. Sweden has since taken steps to meet Turkish demands, including lifting restrictions on defence industry sales and amending anti-terrorism laws. I'm Karen Shamas.
Here at home, gas is $3.12 a gallon this morning, 2 cents more than a year ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.